听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. This month's Studio Classroom travel destination is Italy. And for a little change of pace, we're not going shopping. Neither will we discuss the local cuisine. We are taking a giant leap back into the past and exploring a city frozen in time, Pompeii. Pompeii was, of course, one of the victims of a volcanic eruption almost 2,000 years ago. The volcano's name is Vesuvius, and it's erupted a lot since that day it destroyed Pompeii. So what about today? Is Vesuvius capable of destroying a city again? Let's open our magazines to page 42 and find out.
Mount Vesuvius. Vesuvius today. The mountain erupted almost once every century from AD 79 until around AD 1037. Then it went into a quiet stage for the next 600 years until 1631, when the volcano once again roared to life and killed 4,000 residents. It has remained quiet since 1944, the year of its last eruption. Today, 5 million people live in close proximity to Mount Vesuvius, mainland Europe's only active volcano. This makes it the world's deadliest volcano because of the great potential for loss of life in the event of another eruption. Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our third and final day in this month's travel article. We've been talking about Mount Vesuvius, which, if you've been with us for the last 2 days, you know it's a volcano. Specifically, a volcanic mountain in Italy. And it destroyed the ancient city of Pompeii. In the last 2 days, we've been learning a lot about the history of that eruption when Mount Vesuvius erupted and threw up columns of ash and smoke and cinder and showered the town, which actually helped preserve this ancient city, and it froze it in time.
Right. These archaeologists found amazing discoveries many years after the eruption took place. But we've been talking a lot about the history of this event in Mount Vesuvius, but now we want to look at Mount Vesuvius today. Our text begins by telling us that the mountain erupted almost once every century, all the way from AD 79 until around AD 1037. So that's about once every 100 years for several years there. And then it went into a quiet stage for the next 600 years.
Okay, so it sounds like this mountain kind of went into a quiet stage, so it was kind of sleeping or resting for the next 600 years until 1631, when the volcano once again roared to life, killing 4,000 residents. So here, actually, we see that word roar. And when you roar, you're making a very, very loud sound. Sometimes we talk about a lion roaring. That's the sound that a lion makes. So here, if the volcano is roaring to life, it is virtually exploding, and it's making a very loud sound, killing 4,000 residents.
And I imagine what they experienced in 1631 was maybe similar to what they experienced back in AD 79 when we got Pliny the Younger's account his eyewitness account of what happened then. And as you see, the next time around in 1631, the volcanic eruption was just as dangerous and devastating as it was in AD 79, this time killing 4,000 residents, which is 1,000 more than it killed in AD 79. So this is a very dangerous, a very active volcano. But good news, it has remained quiet since 1944, the year of its last eruption.
Now, Chelsea, I think it's interesting that our article doesn't mention a death toll, or it doesn't tell us how many people died the year of its last eruption in 1944. And I would assume that that's probably because people were better prepared for the eruption. Perhaps technology had advanced, which gave people the chance to be better warned, and they were able to get out of the area when it erupted.
That's probably absolutely true. Technology has come so far today that people are now able to better prepare and to remain safe during natural disasters. Now today, 5 million people live in close proximity to Mount Vesuvius, mainland Europe's only active volcano. And if people live in close proximity, that means they are the state of being near a place. I might say that my house is in close proximity to my office building. That means that it is close. So, Chip, we have 5 million people who are living right in close proximity to this dangerous and active volcano.
Right, and this is Europe's, mainland Europe's only active volcano. So it's not just that this volcano is dead and it will not erupt again. This is an active volcano, so it probably will explode or erupt in the future, which this fact makes this the world's deadliest volcano, Chelsea.
Right, it does, because of the great potential for loss of life in the event of another eruption. There are 5 million people's lives at stake, and so it makes it the deadliest volcano. Now, if something is deadly, it is likely to cause death. It is likely to cause people to die. And if it is the deadliest, it will cause more death than any other volcano. And so we know that 5 million people live in this area, which makes it dangerous, and it makes it the deadliest in case of the event of another eruption. Well, we're going to take a break right now, but before we do, let's go to Ken and Ashley in the chat room.
Hey, Ashley, are you still reading the news on the web?
Yeah, but there's nothing really exciting going on.
So what's the latest on that volcanic eruption?
Let's see. Oh, the eruption has stopped, and so far there are no casualties.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Ken, are you still reading about Mount Vesuvius?
Yep, still am.
Does the article say when the volcano was most active?
Yeah, it says here, the mountain erupted almost once every century from AD 79 until around AD 1037. Hey, Ashley, what does AD stand for? It's short for after death, right? After the death of Jesus?
Be careful, Ken. Lots of people make that mistake. AD does not mean after death. If it did, there would be a 33-year gap between 1 BC and Jesus' death 33 years later.
Oh, so what does it stand for?
AD is the abbreviation for the Latin term Anno Domini, which means in the year of our Lord. So AD actually marks the birth of Jesus.
What about the time before Jesus was born?
We would use BC, which stands for before Christ.
I see. So one is Latin and the other is English.
Right. When the AD system was introduced, people were only interested in dates after Christ. Only much later, when history became more organized and acceptable as a subject of study, did the need arise for earlier dates. By then, English had become a dominant language and Latin was out.
How interesting.
Also, we need to be careful how we use the two abbreviations. AD should go in front of the year, and BC should go after the year.
So we're now in AD 2010.
You've got it. Well, I should go shelve some books.
Okay. 今年是2010年，讲的明确一点是 AD 2010。AD 表示 Anno Domini， 这是一个拉丁文的字，表示西元。而西元前要用 BC， 也就是 Before Christ。AD 通常会放在年份的前面， BC 要放在年份的后面。所以西元前3000年是 3000 BC。好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back, everybody. Way back in 79 AD, there were about 20,000 people living in Pompeii. When Vesuvius exploded, it killed an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 people. Today, millions and millions of people live near Mount Vesuvius, which again is still considered active. So now you can understand why this volcano is considered one of the world's most dangerous. The fact that Vesuvius is active doesn't seem to bother the millions of tourists that visit each year. Let's wrap up the lesson now with our final reading, which starts on line 12.
Mount Vesuvius. That possibility doesn't deter tourists, though, who flock to see the famous volcano and the beautiful views of the Gulf of Naples. Adventurous visitors hike to the mouth of the active volcano and peer down into its 230-meter-deep crater. These days, Mount Vesuvius is a sleeping giant, and scientists are determined that should an eruption occur, residents won't be caught off guard. With careful monitoring and an evacuation plan in place, scientists hope the story of the terrifying end of Pompeii and Herculaneum will never be repeated.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were talking about Mount Vesuvius and specifically how dangerous Mount Vesuvius is, calling it the world's most deadly or deadliest active volcano, which means that it has the potential to kill a lot of people. 5 million people live in close proximity to a very deadly mountain. Chelsea, what would that do to tourism?
Well, you would think it would make people not want to go there. But as our text continues, it says that that possibility of death occurring, doesn't deter tourists who flock to see the famous volcano and the beautiful views of the Gulf of Naples. Now, if something deters someone, that means it stops them or it prevents them from doing something. But as we see here, this possibility of being in the midst of the erupting volcano Mount Vesuvius does not deter tourists. Instead, tourists want to come and see Mount Vesuvius. They want to see this dangerous volcano, and so this is an area that many people in the world enjoy visiting.
Right. If they're flocking to see this place, then that means they're going there in large numbers. So it certainly sounds like the possibility of another eruption doesn't deter tourists. It doesn't take away their excitement and their enthusiasm for visiting this place. Now, adventurous visitors hike to the mouth of this active volcano. And I would certainly think that you would have to be pretty adventurous. You would have to love adventure to hike to the top of the mountain where the mouth of the volcano is.
And once they get to the mouth of the active volcano, they peer down into its 230-meter deep crater. And of course, a crater is just the hole that is the mouth of the volcano. It's very deep, and I don't know that you would be able to see to the bottom of it, but people actually look down into this crater. That does sound like some adventurous tourist to me. Chip, that sounds like something that you would want to do.
this part of the article does kind of make me want to visit this part. I think it would be pretty exciting to be that close to something so deadly. And now, fortunately, Chelsea, our technology today helps us know when another eruption is going to happen. And I put a lot of trust in the technology that we have.
Right. We know that people there are probably safe because we can send out advanced warnings because of advanced technology. Now, these days, Mount Vesuvius is a sleeping giant. I like that description. It's a sleeping giant. It's being quiet. It's not erupting. And scientists are determined that should an eruption occur, residents won't be caught off guard.
Okay, and if they won't be caught off guard, then that means that they won't be surprised. If you catch someone off guard, then that means you surprise someone by doing something that they weren't ready for. Sometimes if you ask your teacher a question and they aren't ready for you to ask the question, you might catch them off guard and they won't be ready to answer. So should another eruption occur, now residents won't be caught off guard. Let's learn a little bit more about that phrase with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Italy. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We're talking about Mount Vesuvius in today's article, and that's where I'll be going to next. But before I do, here's today's grammar tip sentence. Should an eruption occur, residents won't be caught off guard. Our focus today will be on the word should. Normally, you could say, if an eruption should occur, residents won't be caught off guard. However, to shorten things, we take out the if at the beginning of the sentence and put should there instead. This use of should at the beginning of the sentence is often found in formal situations. So, instead of saying, if you should have any questions, please call the front desk, you can say, should you have any questions, please call the front desk. Or, if you should encounter any problems with the computer, please notify the lab technician. You can say, should you encounter any problems with the computer, please notify the lab technician. If you'd like to have some more example sentences to look at, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. Now I'm off to go check out Mount Vesuvius. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, I am certainly happy to know that residents and tourists will not be caught off guard should another eruption take place at Mount Vesuvius. Now, with careful monitoring and an evacuation plan in place, scientists hope the story of the terrifying end of Pompeii and Herculaneum will never be repeated. It is very important to have an evacuation plan in place. Now, evacuation is the noun form of the verb evacuate. And if you evacuate from a situation, what are you doing?
Well, that means you're leaving a dangerous place or a dangerous location, and you're moving or you're going to a safer location. So often, during a typhoon or just before a tsunami, there might be an evacuation. That means that you would have a large number of people moving out of the dangerous area into a safer area.
I hope that you've learned a lot today. We certainly have learned a lot ourselves about not only what a wonderful place to visit this area might be, but also of the major history that came before it, the history of Mount Vesuvius and its eruptions in the past. You have some very interesting pictures in your magazine. You can actually see some of those bodies that were preserved once archaeologists found them. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but we're going to watch a skit before we go, and we'll see you back here next time on Studio Classroom.
Look what we have found! Our excavations have uncovered artifacts from ancient Pompeii.
Yes, and look, the city is perfectly preserved. It's frozen in time.
Yes, thanks to the volcanic ash, heat, mud, and rain that followed the eruption.
Yes. Oh, and look here. The bodies decayed and left behind an imprint of amazing detail.
Wow! Let's pour plaster into the openings around the skeletons.
What for?
Oh, well, then we'll have a perfect form of the moment of death.
Okay, no. Oh, no. Here come the tourists.
Here? Don't they know Mount Vesuvius is the deadliest volcano in the world?
That doesn't deter the tourists or the 5 million people that live in close proximity.
But Mount Vesuvius is a sleeping giant. What if it erupts?
Well, scientists are determined that residents won't be caught off guard. The mountain is carefully monitored and an evacuation plan is in place.
Well, that's good. We don't want the terrifying story of Pompeii's destruction to be repeated.
Yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go somewhere safe.
No. Let's go hike the mouth of the volcano and peer down into the crater.
What? Are you crazy?
Yeah! Let's go. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Okay.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们来看 proximity 这个不可数的名词。proxim 这个字根有靠近的意思，所以名词 proximity 是指临近或靠近。如果要说明靠近哪里的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ，proximity to medical facilities is quite important for elderly people。靠近医疗设施对年长者来说是相当重要的，或者是。The best thing about the location of our apartment is its proximity to the supermarket. 我们公寓最棒的一点就是靠近超市。接下来我们看的是 deadly 这个形容词。Deadly 是指致命的。例如 ,the deadly snakes were kept in a cage. 这些会致人于死的蛇被关在一个笼子里。或者是 ,the scientists found a way to keep the deadly disease from spreading.科学家们找到了防止这个致命的疾病传染的方式，或者是 a deadly chemical was found in a drink, 饮料中找到了一种致命的化学物质。最后我们看的是 catch somebody off guard 这个成语， guard 是指警戒或看守，所以 catch somebody off guard 是指使人措手不及，或者是趁其不备。例如 the quarterback caught his opponents off guard and made a touchdown.四分卫趁对手不备的时候自己达阵了，或者是 Our boss caught us off guard and showed up at the office suddenly. 我们老板趁我们不备之时突然出现在办公室。 And I guess it's time for us to say goodbye. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Mount Vesuvius. Vesuvius today.The mountain erupted almost once every century from AD 79 until around AD 1037. Then it went into a quiet stage for the next 600 years until 1631, when the volcano once again roared to life and killed 4,000 residents. It has remained quiet since 1944, the year of its last eruption. Today, 5 million people live in close proximity to Mount Vesuvius, mainland Europe's only active volcano. This makes it the world's deadliest volcano because of the great potential for loss of life in the event of another eruption. That possibility doesn't deter tourists, though, who flock to see the famous volcano and the beautiful views of the Gulf of Naples.Adventurous visitors hike to the mouth of the active volcano and peer down into its 230-meter-deep crater. These days, Mount Vesuvius is a sleeping giant, and scientists are determined that should an eruption occur, residents won't be caught off guard. With careful monitoring and an evacuation plan in place,Scientists hope the story of the terrifying end of Pompeii and Herculaneum will never be repeated.
Cairo arrival. Chapter 39. Jenny could see the ribbon of road stretching over the dunes below. Only three cars were on the highway. From their position, high above, Jenny couldn't help but feel like an eagle about to attack its prey.
Your father's in the middle car. They don't know we're here. We've jammed their radar. I need to talk to them and tell them you are here in Mahlan. It's a village about 20 miles to the south. That you are waiting to hear instructions. Let them think that you don't know where you are. They will be pleased to think they are heading toward you. They have no idea of the trap they are headed into.
She made the call. They believed her and took the bait.
They are fleeing, Jenny. We always have the advantage when they flee. Now they are isolated and fleeing right into our trap. They are an easy target, Jenny. Much easier than the other group.
And with that, Captain Amon commanded a brilliant assault from 15,000 feet in the air. Jenny watched in amazement as she viewed the attack, much like one would a video game. She could see the front vehicle go over a hill, suddenly flipping over several times, before slamming into some huge boulders on the side of the road. The other two vehicles skidded to a halt. The rear car exploded instantly. Then, in a flash, and from out of nowhere, she could see a legion of SWAT soldiers surround the middle car. Jenny was hoping to get a glimpse of her father when a voice came over the intercom in Arabic. Amon smiled.
It's over, Jenny. They've surrendered. I told you, an easy target.
Friends, if you dare, plan your next vacation trip to Pompeii. There's nowhere else in the world quite like it. Right now, we have a special greeting from a friend not too far from Pompeii over in Paris, France.
Hello, Studio Classroom. I'm from Taiwan, but now traveling in Paris. Au revoir, study with the best English Studio Classroom.
Once again, if you would like to send us your greetings, you can do so using our letters at studioclassroom.com address. We always enjoy hearing from you, our friends for life, wherever in the world you are. Please join us again tomorrow for another lesson. And until then, have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.